baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Augustine teaches us in his Trinitarian theology that God the Father, when reflecting upon himself, perfectly conceives himself. This self-conception of God of himself is the beginning of God the Son. Just as we have a concept of ourselves, so God, who knows himself, generates the second person of the Trinity by a perfect self-conception. Unlike us, whose knowledge of ourselves is distinct from our human nature, God, when he conceives of himself perfectly, that perfect self-conception could only be perfect if the divine nature itself was communicated to the second person of the Trinity. When God the Father and God the Son see each other, they see that they are goodness itself, and so they love each other. This love is the spiration of the Holy Ghost, which is the love of God the Father and God the Son for each other. The three persons of the Trinity are really distinct from one another, and yet the mystery lies in the fact that they are perfectly one, since they share the same divine essence. We see the work of the divine Trinity in the history of creation. In the last gospel at each Mass, we read, "Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made." This reference is to God the Son, who is the knowledge of God of himself. In other words, God created everything through his knowledge, which is why everything in creation has order, since order is the product of intelligence. The reference in this passage is to the Word, and here we see that like us who conceives a word before it is spoken, so God eternally conceives himself before he tells us or reveals to us his triune nature. The second person is also called wisdom itself, and this is because wisdom is the contemplation of the highest causes of things. God, who is the highest cause of all things, contemplates himself, which generates the second person of the Trinity, which is knowledge of God of himself. We read in the book of Genesis at the time of creation that in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was void and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the waters. This is interpreted by many to mean that creation is something which was done through the Holy Ghost. While every action of God upon creation is something done by all three of the Blessed Trinity, since they cannot be separated from each other, that is, they act as a unified cause, nevertheless, certain actions in creation are ascribed more to one of the Trinity than another, because of the nature of the action and its suitability to a particular person of the Trinity. In respect to the passage in Genesis, that means that it is through the love of God, which he has of himself, that creation was brought about. In other words, God created us out of the love he has for himself. God creates man in his own image, as we read in Genesis, and this is interpreted by some fathers of the church to mean that just as God, who is self-knowing and therefore intelligent, and self-loving and therefore has a will, so man has intelligence and free will. This is the principal way in which man is like God. So we see in man a vestige of the Trinity itself. While we cannot know the Trinity through our own nature, once we know about the Trinity, we see how we are like God. The Old Testament period consists of God slowly bringing man back to himself. During the Old Testament, God focuses his actions on first establishing in man's understanding two essential things. One, that there is only one God and no others, and that he is this God. Two, man must follow the will of God by obeying all that he commands man to do. While the knowledge of the Trinity is implicitly contained in some of what is revealed in the Old Testament, it is not until Christ comes that the knowledge of the Trinity becomes explicit. In other words, God chose not to reveal to man during the Old Testament time that he is triune for a variety of reasons. More likely it is because man would not have understood that there is only one God and yet three persons. More than likely, man would have degenerated into a form of polytheism about the three persons. Rather, it was necessary for the Jews to first understand that there is only one God and only he can save us. Christ is then born, conceived by the Holy Ghost. Here we see that Christ is not only revealed to us that there are three persons of the Holy Trinity, but we see that manifestation of the interior nature of the Trinity by the very action of God. God the Father sends His Son. This manifests two things. The first is that if God is to teach us about Himself, He must speak to us through His Word, which is Christ Himself. This indicates that God sent His Son, who is the knowledge of God which He has of Himself, to reveal to us that very knowledge. Second, the sending of His Son indicates the nature of the act of generation in the Trinity. Since God the Father generates the Son, then only God the Father sends His Son. Since the Holy Ghost does not generate the Son, the Holy Ghost did not send the Son. Rather, it is through the Holy Ghost, that is the love of God, that the Son is conceived, not sent. God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. And so it is by the love of God, the Holy Ghost, that the Son is conceived, even though the Holy Ghost did not send Him. Christ reveals to us the saving knowledge about God. He dies, resurrects, and ascends into heaven. Christ says that He needs to go to heaven so that the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, can be sent by Him. This is important because this indicates to us that the Holy Ghost is spirated by the Father and the Son, and not just the Father. We see that the missions of the divine persons in the history of creation mirrors the processions within the Trinity. God the Father alone sent the Son, and so the second person of the Trinity is generated by the Father alone. The Father and the Son sent the Holy Ghost at Pentecost, so the Father and the Son spirate the Holy Ghost. At the end of time, God the Son, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, will judge the living and the dead. This follows from the fact that whenever someone judges something, he always does so through the knowledge he has within himself. So God the Son, who is the knowledge of God the Father of the divine essence, will judge all of us. Yet there are grave errors that others have fallen into regarding God and who He is. These errors fall into two categories, namely errors about God's unicity, that there is only one God, and then errors about the Trinity. As to errors about the Trinity, we find all non-Christian and Jews are in error about the Trinity. As to the Jews, while the God which they worship is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that is God Himself, nevertheless, they have rejected Jesus Christ and His teachings about the Trinity. For this reason, their religion is utterly inefficacious, since it does not worship God fully as He is, and it rejects God by rejecting His own teaching about Himself. As to the Muslims, they reject that Christ was God and assert that He was merely a prophet. By rejecting Christ's teachings, they err about the nature and attributes of God. Unlike the Jews, who understand God's attributes properly, and therefore the Jews understand that God demands justice to all living men, regardless of religion, even if they do not always follow those commandments, the Muslims falsely believe that the Ten Commandments, that is justice, each one of us owes to each other, does not apply to infidels. The views of the Muslims about God is not the God we know. Rather, it is a God created in the heretical mind of Muhammad, and it is not the God of Catholicism. Just because the Muslims are monotheistic does not mean that they worship the same God we do. To assert that they do is a manifestation of muddy-headed thinking which ignores reality and proper distinctions. How can the God of the Muslims, who supposedly consents to killing innocent men, women, and children because they are not Muslims, be the same God which, according to Christian teaching, requires that we treat all men, women, and children as the sons and daughters of God, and therefore with charity and justice? The pagans do not worship the same God as Catholics, because either they fail to understand the true nature of God and His attributes, and they do not accept the teaching that God is triune. Some pagans are polytheists, such as the Hindus, and so they do not worship the same God we do. Why is this important? It is important because in order to reach an end, we must have knowledge of two things: the end itself, that is where or to what you are headed, and the means to getting to that end. Now, St. Thomas teaches us in the Summa Theologiae that the end determines the means. For example, if I want to go to Los Angeles, the end, then I will use a different means or a different route than if I want to go to New York. The same applies to salvation. The means one employs to getting to God as Christ taught us is different than the means to attain the God that Muhammad talks about. If you use different means, you will arrive at different ends. Therefore, those who say there are different paths to the one God are completely erroneous, as basic reason tells us. Different means get you to different places. The only time that the phrase, there are different paths to the one God, is true is when one is talking about the different spiritualities and legitimate rites of worship within Catholicism alone. This means that the only narrow path to God allows of some minor differences within that path, but one must remain on that narrow path to come to God. This is why you have heard repeatedly from this pulpit that we have to conform ourselves to God, the end, if we are going to be saved, the means. The path is not based upon us or how we feel, but upon the end and means which God Himself has established. For this reason, we see that how we view God, our very theology about the Trinity, or also about His nature, can determine our very salvation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.